IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars from IRIB English Radio.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the program Viewpoints and Analysis on the Speeches and Thoughts of the Supreme Leader of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. With me in the studio are two guest speakers for today's discussion, Brother Ali Alavian and Brother Suhail, two experts from the Islamic House of Qom. Brother Ali, assalamu alaikum, brother. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you very much.
And Brother Suhail, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam.
So this is the first time we have Brother Suhail in our program. We hope we benefit from his presence in this series of the program, Viewpoints and Analysis on the Leader's Speech. So we are passing live before the months of Ramadan. So Brother Mahmoud, the producer of this program, decided to dedicate this series to fasting and the holy months of Ramadan as tackled by Supreme Leader of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. So, Brother Ali Alavian, let's start with you. Fasting as a shield against the hellfire, this is what Rahbar, in one of his speeches, referred to. And not only against the hellfire, but fasting could be the shield against any type of sinning or thinking about sinning in our life. And it's a really great opportunity, the holy months of Ramadan, to be a shield against our surroundings, I mean, different matters, isn't it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Thank you very much for the question. But before diving into answering your good question, I'd like to prepare the discussion, the environment for the discussion that we want to have concerning the holy month of Ramadan. And I want to remind the respected listeners and those who are listening to this show to tell our brothers and sisters in faith that before the holy month of Ramadan, we have two other months, the month of Rajab and month of Sha'ban, and they are the introductory phases for entering this holy and blessed month. The month of Rajab is known to be the month of istighfar, repentance. Actually, by that, it seems that we enter a bathroom to clean our body from everything. If I want to make to liken it to a worldly, actually, example to make it closer to understanding. So with istighfar, actually, or repentance, we are trying to take a shower to enter the next month, which is the month of Sha'ban.
That's right.
The month of Holy Prophet, the month of Salawat. Reciting Salawat on the Holy Prophet and his family. So also it is said that this is the month that we use perfumes to have a good
scent?
To have a good scent in this month. It is likened as this, actually.
Okay.
And the third month is the month of Quran, the month of Ramadan, the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself.
Okay.
Then look, so we have started from istighfar. It seems that we are going to a banquet, and for this banquet, we first take a shower, then we use perfume to have a good scent. Then we enter the place that we wanted to go.
The banquet with hunger, of course.
Then, very true. Okay. I'll have a point on the banquet with hunger. Why this banquet would be with hunger? Because the banquets are usually with beautiful and delicious foods. But food. Why is it with hunger? And this has also a philosophy in it, and I'll touch some part of it, inshallah, later on. Then we enter the holy month of Ramadan. Ramadan, the month of Quran, the month of pondering and recitation of the Holy Quran, and the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he himself said, "Ana ujzab as-sawmuliyya, ana ujzibe o ujzab." If it is going to be read as ujzibe, it means that I will reward for the sawm, for the fasting. This is my own request, and I will do the reward of it. And if it is going to be interpreted or said, or read as ujzab, it is more beautiful. Why? It says that I am the reward of this fasting. That
I myself am the reward.
The reward of that. So how important, how great this banquet is, and this is good to a little bit think about that. So for going to a banquet with a great person, great entity, great existence, so we prepare ourselves within two months, and then in the third month, we have the chance to enter the main banquet, and in the 23rd night of it, we are going to be prepared for the visitation of that great entity or great existence.
I will get back to your brother Ali Alavian. Let me get to brother Sohail now.
No problem, but I have not yet entered.
I know, entered the whole month of Ramadan. So much preparation for that you had made. It was very beautiful. And we know that Rajab and Shaban are really considered. And we know that fasting during those months have their own special rewards as Muslims are doing. Brother Sohail, what's your take on the holy month of Ramadan? The rapper said it is like a shield against the sinning and the hellfire. What's your take on that, brother?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. First of all, Assalamu Alaikum to all the listeners, to all of you.
Thank you.
It's very clear in the statement. We have riwayat that says, we have tradition that says, "Som junatu min an-nar." Right? So here it clearly says that fasting keeps you away from, it's a shield. It keeps you away from hellfire. What exactly does it mean? Rehber himself explains it further. It means, as you call it, kaffun nafs. It's a self-restraint.
That's right.
Right, you have you get control over yourself. Mm-hmm. So when you don't go towards your carnal desires, when you don't go towards your inclinations, worldly desires, and worldly pleasure, which is which is nothing but taking towards hellfire, then fasting keeps basically as a shield. Fasting makes a shield around you, mm-hmm. and that's how it is, keeping you away from the hellfire.
That's all right. So, and the case is that we know that during the month of Ramadan, we are, banned from eating or drinking or having sexual relations when you are fasting, okay? The case is that when you are some of these things that we are doing as regular, as routines during our daily lives during the year, in the other months of Ramadan and the month of Ramadan are permitted in the Islamic laws, okay? Mm-hmm. Considering the Islamic laws are still, we can say, permitted. You can do that for free as long as they're halal, okay? But the case is that by the start of the month of Ramadan and not doing those things, you are going to reach a higher level. A higher level, Brother Ali. What is that higher level that we are going to reach?
Look, you said, what is that higher?
Yeah, you said there is a philosophy in our previous discussion. You said there is a philosophy. I said that these things that we are banned from, okay, eating, drinking, and the mm-hmm. other things, are considered yeah. as halal things during
Very true,
the whole
yeah.
year, okay? But now, yeah. what is the philosophy?
Actually, in order to visit a great person, so there are some preparations are needed first. And there are two different kinds of banquets, let's say. One is a public banquet, and the other is a special banquet. For the public banquet that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala paved it for the whole creatures of His, actually one is the air, the other is food, the other is energy, and I don't know, sun, and whatever comes from the sun. And the next is water. They are the public, actually, thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided for His creatures. But there are some banquets that are a little bit specific and special. And that is, there are two specific kinds of banquets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He Himself refers to. One is Duyuf al-Rahman, when it happens in the Hajj, and Duyuf al-Allah. It's very interesting that Duyuf al-Allah are those who have actually practiced fasting and did Sawm in the holy month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this, what is the philosophy of this hunger, that you want to be prepared for a greater thing close to the time of iftar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the spiritual ecstasy and joy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us is close to the time of iftar. It is equal to that spiritual gain that actually we have from Hajj time, from the season of Hajj. This is actually, in a hadith we have two words for the dhaif or guest of the God, or the season that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a banquet, mm-hmm. one is for Hajj and the other is for Iftar.
Right.
He says that these two timings are very close to each other.
That's right.
In order to see a great person, you need to mm-hmm. be in a purification mode. And you need to be purifying yourself first.
That's right.
Then you have to be prepared for seeing the other person. Okay. That is the highest reward that a person mm-hmm. can find in his life. is visitation of God.
That's right.
So for this visitation, you cannot be with a full belly, let's say. You cannot be full entering this banquet.
Like the banquets we see nowadays in the 21st century, brother. Full of food, full of drinking, full of, you know, stuff over there.
Yeah.
We got desserts over there. We got this and that. Okay.
No, but the case is when you are talking about the banquet. Okay. In a banquet, and what comes to the mind of a person when you are saying that I'm going to take part in a party?
That's right.
So there are lots of good foods, drinks, and different kinds of things. But this banquet, you have nothing. You need just to leave some issues. For example, in Hajj, you need to leave 23 or 24 issues. And there are muharramat. And here in Sawm and fasting, also you need to leave eating, saying some words, sentences, or whatever is obligatory on you. So you need to be prepared for that moment, to reach to the actually joy and spiritual ecstasy of visitation of
That's all right.
Okay,
thank you very much, Brother Ali Alevian. Brother Sohail, but how hunger and fasting, I mean, maybe for more than 15 hours a day, can be regarded as a banquet first? This is my question. And second, how can you consider it as a divine invitation? To get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right. Well, as the brother explained, right, when you leave out some of those things which Allah made halal otherwise, and for the pleasure of Khuda, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then in reward of that, Allah gives you this opportunity to be forgiven for your sins, and your reward will be multifold in this month, right? So that's how your spiritual feast is. This is actually a spiritual feast, right? So
that's right.
When you, like, for example, when you do certain tasks during other months of the year, you get one reward, for example. Then during the month of Ramadan, you get multifold of that reward.
That's right.
And similarly, for reaching out to fuqara, reaching out to poor people of
that's
the society,
right.
Or reciting Quran, or doing istighfar,
yes.
All of these azkar, will be rewarded to you with multifold in compared to the other times of the year. So that's how, like, this specific time has been given you as an opportunity to build yourself.
Okay.
And more importantly, you can build your taqwa during this time.
And building taqwa is not only limited to hunger. I mean, this sawm and ruza, as you say in Farsi, ruza, we can say, and this fasting is not only fasting in terms of not eating, but as Brother Ali also said, this is a self-purification, okay? You have to purify yourself. And we know that all our surroundings, especially nowadays, with all these cell phones in our hands, on these social networks and all these, you know, clips coming and going, are distracting us from the main path of concentrating on divinity and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think this month of fasting is also kind of abandoning yourself from all the surroundings around yourself. Is it mushtahiyat, they say?
Inclinations or your desires.
Yeah, the desired ones around you.
Right.
So leaving the desired ones beside and only being focused on the way towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what you mean, isn't it?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. There is a point which Rehber mentions on this topic. Usually the path of Satan goes through these worldly and carnal desires.
Yes.
Right, mushtahiyat is it called.
Yes.
It goes through that path. But it doesn't mean that, you know, there is a necessary relationship between the worldly desires and going away from Allah.
That's right.
It doesn't mean exactly, like, you know, if you are under control, I mean, your desires are under control of you, then it's fine. Right? If it goes out of your control, then it's kind of a mad dog, which will take you anywhere, you know, which will harm you in a bad way. Otherwise, if it is under your control, it's a pure energy that you can use for your making the world better and your hereafter also better.
Thank you very much, Brother Ali Alevian and Brother Sohail, for your presence in the program Viewpoints. And also, dear listeners, do not forget us in your prayers and supplications. You can visit our website for more information on this program, other episodes of our programs at parstray.com/ian/colorofislam page. Also, our YouTube channel, Color of Islam Radio. The another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanullah. Thank you.
يا نور الهلال أقبل تعال فالشوق طال.